Welcome to Cricket Unfiltered, the News Corp cricket podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Mensel, and a rainy day at the MCG today. Australia finished the day, an early finish, 2 for 103. Australia still trail England by 61 runs with 8 wickets remaining. Steve Smith is not out 25. David Warner not out 40 off 140 balls. That must be one of the lowest strike rates he's had at Test cricket. All right, so let's head straight to the MCG to hear what our reporters had to say about today's action.
Thank you, Menas. We're here on day 4 at the MCG. Australia fighting for survival here. They can't win the match, but they're in a decent position to save it at 2 down. Still 61 runs behind, though, so things could go quickly in England's favour if they can break the partnership between Steve Smith and Dave Warner early on day 5. I'm joined by a special guest, Will McPherson from The Times, who's done a terrific job on this tour. And today is not a good advertisement for Test cricket, Will, would you say?
No, it's not been a great 4 days of Test cricket all round. We've had a very unhelpful pitch, and today we lost half of it to rain as well. So our chance of a result seemed very slim. But if it's going to be a result, it's going to be an England win, so that'll be good.
And Will, Trevor Bayliss was quite bullish about that prospect after play tonight. And I guess you can see why. 61 runs still behind Australia, so they've got about a lot of time in a 98 over day to take this out of England's reach tomorrow. Do you give England's bowlers a big chance here?
Yeah, I mean, if they can knock one or both of Steve Smith and Dave Warner over before Australia get in front, then you'd probably fancy England. It's a 98 over day. They've got a new ball not that far away, and actually, given it's today's big talking point, the irony is that reverse swing is probably the key factor tomorrow, but this rain won't have helped. The outfield will go a bit softer and everything becomes a bit lusher and the ball will get wet, so I don't think there'll be that much reverse swing in the morning. But as we saw on the second morning, if they can get among Australia, they can knock them over pretty quickly, you'd think. So these two played very nicely today, and Warner obviously played brilliantly in the first inning, so that's the big challenge. If they can somehow get them out, then they've got a chance.
Yeah, that's right. Warner's been very impressive in this match. I guess he's showing that he has the multi-layer ability like Steve Smith to play to the conditions, and he faced almost as many balls for his 40 today as he did for his 100 in the first innings, and they were happy just to let the ball go. But there'll be some nervous Marsh brothers sitting in the shed, and it's saving a match on the last day is very tough work, as England found out in Perth. Well, the big talking point today, which was a bit of a nothing story in the end, was a bit, I'm not even going to say ball tampering, because that's been flatly ruled out by the match officials. But James Anderson was captured with his thumb in an interesting position on the ball. It created a bit of a furore amongst the commentators. And I guess it's one of those things that happens when there's nothing happening on the field.
Yeah, it's a classic slow news day story. It also feels like the completion of this tour. We've had match fixing and pub brawls and headbutts and all that kind of stuff. And so this is like the final piece of a jigsaw. But there didn't seem to be anything in it. The thing is, when you get a pitch like this, reverse swing, Mitch Marsh said it actually in the press conference, reverse swing is probably the most important factor in the whole on the whole ground. So, you know, both teams have been... had a little word in the ear about throwing the ball into the umpire, and there's some slightly sort of dodgy looking footage of Anderson with a thumb on the ball, but it didn't I think he was just cleaning it. And as Trevor Bayliss quite humorously put it in the press conference afterwards, if he was trying to scuff up that side of the ball, then he's getting his job all wrong, because that was the side they're trying to keep clean. So it was a complete nothing story, but it's kept us busy for an afternoon.
At the absolute most, it seemed like the umpires might have just said to Anderson and England that please clean the ball in front of us rather than over there. But that's about all it was. Just to wrap up, Will, I'm really sad about the quality of this match. I mean, the Boxing Day Test is meant to be the banner Test match of the summer. And in many ways, it is, with the 90,000 people turning up on day one, good crowds all the way through. But Test cricket just simply needs better pitches than this. And I think Cricket Australia need to have a serious look at the way that the technology is used for the drop-ins here in Melbourne, because if you can compare it to Adelaide, it just does not work as well. And this match should be jumping off the page, and it doesn't.
And when you compare it to, we just come from Perth, where the last the last game at Wacker, well, last Ashes game at Wacker, and it's a not a drop in. It was an absolute belting track, and when we come here, and it's as dead as anything. It's a real shame.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us. It's been great having you here this summer. You've done a great job, and Menas, hopefully we're speaking about an exciting finish tomorrow, because this game certainly needs it. Back to you.
Thanks, guys, and let's hope we get some better weather in Melbourne tomorrow, as this test match could be headed for an exciting conclusion. Australia will be looking to hang on, England pushing for a morale-boosting victory. All right, well, that's Menas signing out from the News Corp Cricket Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with another update. Hey.